This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, it's just after 100 UTC. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Happy Station once again for this July 16th, 2009. It's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes because we have a lot of good music to get to today and hopefully a lot of songs that people will remember. I also want to tell you about a couple of upcoming programs that will be coming up. I just said that twice, didn't I? That will be coming up very soon. Stay tuned for that. We have our Listener's Corner and, of course, some of the correspondence that has been coming in. It's been a very interesting week because, first of all, the weather has been very strange here in Taipei. Summertime is typhoon season. And this week, Monday, the 13th of July, there was a weather forecast saying that, well, the first typhoon of the season will be coming to Taiwan. Well, it hasn't really come to Taiwan yet. Well, as of the moment when we recorded this show on the 15th, but it's in the vicinity near Indonesia and the Philippines, so we'll find out if it actually does come towards Taiwan. And then things were shaking up again. And what do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell you about that in just a little moment. But first, let's kick off right away with actor Ian Carmichael, who also did a couple of recordings. Here he is singing You've Got That Thing by Cole Porter here on The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
You You've got that thing, you've got that thing, the thing that makes birds forget to sing. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers desert the farm. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got what Adam craved when he, with love for Eve, was tortured. She only had an apple tree, but you, you've got an orchard. You've got those ways, those taking ways, that make me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. You've got that thing. Now you've got that thing, you've got that thing, the thing that makes vines prefer to cling. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got those looks, those fatal looks, that make book censors enjoy their books. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. Just what made Samson be for years Delilah's lord and keeper? She only had a pair of shears, but you, you've got a reaper. You've got that power, the power to grip, that makes me map out a wedding trip for the early spring. You've got that thing. Oh, you got that thing, you've got that thing, the thing that makes bees refuse to sting. Yes, you got that thing, that certain thing. Got that kiss, the kiss that warms, that makes reformers reform reforms. Yes, you got that thing, that certain thing. They tell us Trojan Helen's lips made every man her slavey. Well, if her face launched a thousand ships, then yours could launch a navy. You've got that lot, that's such a lot, that makes me think you're prepared for what any stork might bring. You've got that thing.
Ian Carmichael, you've got that thing, beginning today's 100 UTC transmission of The Happy Station for listeners in the Caribbean, the southern part of the USA, and of course, Latin America. I do want to say a special thank you right now to Leonardo Santiago, who lives in Venezuela. He's been very nice, and he's been sending me some recordings off air of the transmission at 100 UTC so I can have a better idea of how it sounds. And I know that actually a number of people have written me saying that they are getting interference from another country in the Caribbean on 9955 kilohertz at 100 UTC. But I think it depends where you live, because in Venezuela, the recordings that he sent me, there is no interference at all. And if what I mean by interference is jamming, there's one country in the Caribbean that does jam 9955 now and again. But apparently it's okay in Santi and in Venezuela. And also in another part of South America. Where is it here? Here we go. In Brazil, another recording that was sent to me from Jorge, who says actually it's not too bad and he doesn't have any interference at all. So I think it depends where you live. All right. We actually do have, like I said, a number of things to get to today. In fact, our listeners' corner today is going to be coming up in just a little bit. And this is going to be our first Spanish listener from Colombia, Bogota, who sent in a recorded message, and we'll hear about that in just a moment. But first, let's continue with some more music. And then when we come back, I want to say hello to a number of people that have signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page, which I will also tell you about. But first, here is the Anita Kerr Singers with Happiness Is on the Happy Station.
Look at a clown, he paints a smile on everybody's face. Watch the balloon you buy just to let fly away. Though it's funny to see, still I know that for me, happiness is to see the love shine. Sand that the tide will wash away. Hot dogs and sun and mustard all over your face. Though it's funny to do, still I know that my truth, happiness is to see the love shine in your eyes. Happiness is the way you make me feel inside.
Happiness Is, the Anita Kerr Singers here on The Happy Station. I think it's appropriate to play Happiness Is because this is a happy show and you're a happy audience and I'm a happy person and we all are very, very happy people. That kind of sick sounding, doesn't it? Before we continue, I want to say hello to Kevin Lee, our technician, and Johan Backer, who is now working as the production assistant for the show. And Johan has been doing a great job getting all the backlog of QSLs out, which he sent a whole batch of them last Friday, and has been responding to email and doing a lot of other things as well. So thank you very much, Johan. You're great. It's a great help having you around. He also gave me a few names, actually, of people that signed up to the Facebook page. So I want to say hello to Randy Harrison, Richard Aaron, Nick Travalolos. I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly. It's T-Y-R-O-V-L-O-L-A-S. I believe it's a Greek name. Nick Travaiolas, Patricia Columbarni, and Kim Baldwin. And these are the newest people that have signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page. And if you want to sign up as well, it's very easy to do. If you already are a member of Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station Show and click on it and then click on Join Group. And once you join the group, you can say hello to Randy, Richard, Nick, Patricia, and Kim, and of course everybody else that is there. And you'll find updates for upcoming programs, and you can also listen to past shows, since all the past shows are uploaded there as well. And there's some pictures, and sometimes you'll find me online, and you can chat with me directly through Facebook, live and interactive. So do come in and join the fun. All right, it's now time to go to our listener's corner, and we've had messages that have come in from Hong Kong, from India, from Egypt, from Malaysia, from Japan. There was one from Japan, also South Africa, Canada, many from the United States. We've also had a few from the United Kingdom, and I believe some other places as well, which I can't remember off the top of my head. But now we're going to go to our first listener's corner message from Latin America. Now, this is a very interesting one because, first his name is Cesar Augusto Rodriguez Chari. And he's been a longtime Happy Station listener, started listening many, many years ago. And he met Tom Meyer, Tom, in the 1980s when Tom went to Bogota, Colombia. So, now for our listener's corner in Espanol, para nuestro amigo que se llama César Augusto Rodríguez Tari, desde Bogota, Colombia.
Hi, everybody. My name is César Augusto Rodríguez. Estoy en Bogotá, Colombia, y conocí a Tom Meyer en 1985, cuando Tom vino a Bogotá. Fuimos al hotel, estuvimos en el hotel un tiempo con Tom Meyer, y después dimos unas vueltas, recorrimos la ciudad de Bogotá, y estuvimos en el Museo del Oro. Recuerdo una anécdota, y es que Tom Meyer venía con mangas de camisa corta, mangas cortas, y él pensaba que Bogotá, por estar en el trópico, era una ciudad caliente, y Bogotá es una ciudad fría. Toda su ropa venía para el trópico, y se quejaba de frío constantemente. Este es uno de los recuerdos que tengo de Tom Meyer cuando vino a Bogotá en los años 80. Y ahora, felizmente, seguimos escuchando a Happy Station a través de Radio Miami Internacional en la onda corta y también en Internet. Hi, everybody from Bogotá, Colombia.
Bueno, muchas gracias, César. And if you want to send in your recorded message, it's very, very easy to do. Just record an MP3 WAV file or any type of audio file at your end. Then attach it to an email, right? And the email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you didn't have time to write that down, because don't worry, coming up at later on in the show, I'll be giving out our postal address, our email address, and all the other ways you can get in touch with us. Now time for music. Here is Heino from Germany. And Heino is a very popular singer in the German Schlager style of music. Here he is with Hala Safari on the Happy Station.
Sind wir geschritten auf schmalem Negerpfad, wohl durch der Steppe mitten, wenn früh der Morgen naht. Wie lauschten wir dem Klange, dem alten trauten Sange der Träger und Askari. Heia, heia, Safari. Berg und Klüfte durch tiefe Urwaldnacht, wo schwül und feucht die Lüfte und nie die Sonne lacht. Durch Steppengräser wogen sind wir hindurchgezogen mit Trägern und Askari. Heia, heia, Safari. Und saßen wir am Feuer des Nachts wohl vor dem Zelt, lag wie mit stiller Feier um uns die Nächt gewellt. und über dunkle Hänge tönt es wie ferne Klänge von Trägern und Askari. Aia, Aia Safari. Träg ich die letzte Reise, die große Fahrt einst an, auf sind mir diese Weise statt trauer Lieder dann, dass meinem Jägerohre dort vor der Himmelstore es klingt wie ein Halali. Aia, hey, Aia Safari. Aia, hey, Aia Safari.
Haino, Hala Zavari, here on the Happy Station in La Estación de la Alegría. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned that things were shaking up earlier this week. And the reason is for that. You may have heard me mention before, but Taiwan sits in an area called the Ring of Fire, which has a lot of volcanic activity and a lot of earthquakes and everything else. And as I said before, you know, it's quite common to get small little tremors during the course of the week and stuff like that. But this week, wow, I was so surprised, because on Tuesday at 18:05 UTC, which is around 2:05 in the morning, we had an earthquake of 6.7 on the Richter scale. Now, the earthquake didn't happen in Taipei. It actually happened in a place called Hualien, which is around 60 or 70 kilometers from Taipei. But it was enough to feel it here. So that night, I'd gone to bed early, and all of a sudden, I woke up very quickly, and I thought, okay, the dogs now are wanting to play on the bed. And I went, wait a second, the dogs are not on the bed. One of them started barking, and I looked up on my ceiling, and I can see my light swaying from side to side. So I got up right away. And, you know, you could feel it. It's a very odd feeling. It's hard to, if you've never been in an earthquake kind of situation before, it's very difficult to describe how it feels. But you can feel, you know, movement, and my shells were moving, and I could hear my plates and glasses rattling. The water in my fish tank was going from side to side. And I went out on my balcony and opened the door, and I was looking down on the street, and I can see all the wires down the street swaying from side to side. And it was rather long, because the small tremors that we get maybe last for like 5 to 10 seconds. But this one on Tuesday was probably around 20 seconds, which seemed like it was going on for a long time. And 6.7 is very strong. Now, the strongest earthquake that happened here in Taiwan was in 1999, and that was 7.6 on the Richter scale. And there was a lot of damage in Taipei. Again, the earthquake was closer to Taipei. And that one, actually, there was a lot of damage. But this one from this week, there wasn't very much. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. And there actually is a website for those of you who are interested in finding out more about Taiwan and where it sits and about earthquakes and all that. You can check out the website for the Central Weather Bureau. And the URL is www.cwb.gov.tw. Once again, www.cwb.gov.tw. And you click on English, the page will come up in English, and then you have observations, typhoons, earthquakes, astronomy, etc., etc. And if you click on earthquakes, it'll list every single earthquake that we've had since the beginning of this year. And I don't remember what number we're at right now. I think it is, let me just pull up the page. Here it is, number 74. That's right, we've had 74 earthquakes since the beginning of this year. Most of them, however, are centered around Hualien, which has a lot of activity. All right, let's now go to some of the correspondence that has come in this week with our mailbag. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Horse. I don't even have a name for him yet. I know there was a name for him, but I can't think of it right now. So, Johan and Kevin, you guys come up with a name for him, okay? All right. The first letter that we have is from Stuttgart, Germany, from Marcus Pitali. And he writes to say that he listens to the program via podcast and is looking forward to having the show beamed to Europe. He says occasionally he will tune into the live web stream at 1500 UTC through the WRMI website. And he's also picked that up, that transmission up a few times on shortwave, but he says it's not really too clear. So he hopes that we will be able to have shortwave very soon. Well, Marcus, trust me, you're not the only one that's hoping for that. It's a bit of a long negotiation. And I've asked some people at the, some members of the British DX Club, some technical questions about a relay site in Lithuania that I want to use. Because, you know, they're over there, I'm over here. And they could pick up those transmissions easier than I can. So they're doing a bit of research for me. So, you know, keeping our fingers crossed. So hopefully we'll have something very soon. So Marcus, thank you very much for getting in touch. And Johan is nodding to me that, yes, he did send your QSL card out on, was it Monday? On Monday. Okay, good. The next one here is also from Europe. And this person must be intelligent. He has to be intelligent. First of all, his first name is Keith. So anybody with that first name can't be all bad. This is from Keith Fillimore, who lives in Rugby, Wickershire in the United Kingdom. And he tuned in on Thursday, June the 25th of June, between 1 and 1:30 UTC. And he was listening to 9955 kilohertz, and he says there was some static noise here in the Midlands, but it was nice to hear the happy station again. Keith, that's kind of funny talking to yourself. Keith, a different Keith, of course. You can actually, if you want to get better reception, do tune into the web stream for the time being. Send a detailed report. He said male presenter. That actually, the male presenter at the opening, first you hear Tom Meyer, but the theme song, which begins after the five tones, the male presenter is in fact Eddie Starts, from many, many years ago when he was doing the show. And that, of course, is followed by a nice cup of tea. Yeah, right, mate, a nice cup of tea. So thank you very much for your letter. The next one, if I can dig it up, here it is. This one comes from Peter Moran, who lives in Laval, Quebec, Canada. And Peter has been listening to shortwave not too long, only a few years, and he said he never had a chance to listen to the original Happy Station show, but it's fun to tune into something on radio which is so completely different. Well, yes, Peter, it is completely different. I think that's the whole idea behind it. All right, if you want to have your letters sent into the show, the email address is very simple, kind of. It is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Taipei, Taiwan, 22070, Republic of China. Now, I will be giving out the address later on in the show, so you'll have a chance to get a pencil and paper handy and stuff like that. But also, there's another way you can get it, which I'll tell you about later on. And Peter's letter here, by the way, I don't know, this is very funny, but you may have heard me mention on the show recently about some cold jokes and some silly jokes and all that. Well, he heard that, and he sent some very strange knock-knock jokes. So why don't we try a few of them right now, okay? All right, here we go. So when I say knock-knock, I want everybody out there to say who's there, okay? All right, so knock-knock. Wait a minute. I one person didn't say who's there. I know it is. It's you. All the way in Salt Lake City, Utah. No, let's try that again. That's not fair. All right, here we go. Knock, knock. I'll say it. Okay, knock, knock. Who's there? T- Tank. Tank who? You're welcome. Oy. Here's another one. Knock, knock. Everybody, who's there? Wendy. The answer, Wendy who? Wendy, red, red robin comes bobbing along. And finally, from Peter Moran, knock, knock, who's there? Your mama. Your mama who? Seriously, it's your mama. Open the darn door. Oi, 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 oi. Very Mashivich, that's the only thing I can say. Well, thank you, Peter, for those. And I'm sure that people listening right now, some of you will send in your funny stories. And please do so. Because I do have another one that I'm going to read today at 1500 UTC, which is kind of a poem, which is a good laugh. So that's coming up today at 1500 UTC. All right, time for more music. Here's Erasure. It doesn't have to be on the Happy Station.
You are on one side and I'm on the other.
Erasure, it doesn't have to be. All right. In the month of August, there's going to be two special shows. I don't know the exact date yet, but what's happening is in the first week of August, I'm going to Tokyo, Japan to do another project. And I've talked to some people at NHK to see if I can use their studios to record a couple of shows. They said, sure, why not? We'd love to have you. So I'll be doing two shows of the Happy Station from Japan. And those shows are going to be a lot of fun because we're going to be playing some Japanese pop music from to like 2009, all the way going back to the 1950s. Some Japanese artists singing in English. And of course, Japanese, and some European and American artists singing in Japanese. So that is going to be coming up in the month of August. And to find out more about that, you can join the Happy Station Facebook page and also find the information that will be sent out to all those signed up to the Yahoo user group for the Happy Station, as well as a number of other websites as well. So that's Happy Station in Japan coming up in the month of August. Now, I just hope that the weather is nice, because it is typhoon season, and typhoons don't just affect Taiwan, they also affect Japan and Thailand and Indonesia, the whole, you know, this whole area. And when there is a typhoon, it's not really much fun because you can't really go outside, and even if you do have an umbrella, if it is raining, because it does rain a lot, the umbrella doesn't make any difference because the wind will just like just blow it away. All right, now time for some more music. Here's Tom Meyer himself. This is from a CD called Easy Come, Easy Go, which some of you may have received already. This is going out to certain listeners for certain reasons. We're going to take a listen to Tom singing in Dutch with a song called Mijn Boompje Genecht here on The Happy Station.
Het zal een jaar of vijf geweest zijn toen mijn opa op een avond thuis kwam met een heel klein plantje. Zorg er goed voor, jongen, zei hij, want dat wordt nog eens een woudreus. En hij duwde het in mijn handje. In het voorjaar mocht het buiten, achter het huis bij het fietsenschuurtje kreeg het fijn zijn eigen plekje. Elke dag gaf ik het water en dat niemand erop zou trappen, timmerde ik een gammelhekje. Mijn opa ging dood, mijn boompje werd groot en nu in zijn schaduw. De tijd vloog voorbij, schrijf ik de memoire. Met het verstrijken der jaren werd ik een grote jongen, mocht ik lange broeken dragen. En in de schaduw van mijn boompje op een lome zomermiddag leerde ik het woord behagen. Na de school ging ik studeren, want ik moest nog zoveel leren hoe te nemen, hoe te geven. En uiteindelijk diploma's, trotse ouders, trotse oma's. Ik mocht meedoen aan het leven. Mijn boompje bleef thuis, gaf schaduw aan het huis. En nu in die schaduw, de tijd vloog voorbij. Schrijf ik de memoire. Mijn boompje en mij. Nu na 30 harde jaren, koude dagen, kille nachten, vraag ik hem mijn ziel te warmen. En achter het huis bij het oude schuurtje staat hij trouw op me te wachten, met zijn uitgestrekte armen. Als een vriend die me gemist heeft, geen herinnering uitgewist heeft, of hij koning van de duin is, lijkt het of hij me wil zeggen, kijk eens wat een warme schaduw, kijk die vogels in mijn kruines. Een reus van een boom, mijn opa
een droom zijn geloof en vertrouwen. Mijn zorg werd beloond. En nu in zijn schaduw tevreden en loom schrijf ik de memoire.
Tom Meyer with me and Boom Pierre Necht here on The Happy Station. This week, actually, I had some very sad news sent to me at the beginning of the week. A longtime broadcaster who I only met once a number of years ago, but he worked at a radio station that I was at in the late 1980s and early 1990s. His name was Len Dobbin. And for over 30 years, he was a fixture on Montreal radio. He hosted first a show called Jazz 96 from the early 1970s until the mid-1990s. And then later on, he hosted Dobbin's Den from mid-1990s until Sunday of last week, which was the 5th. Of July. Len Dobbin passed away on Wednesday, the 8th of July, at a jazz club in Montreal that he was attending for the Montreal International Jazz Festival. And the reason why I want to pay a small tribute right now to Len is Len was one of those jazz radio hosts that was, well, he wasn't just a radio host. He actually did a lot for the music in Montreal and actually across Canada. And a very respected columnist and writer and radio presenter. Some people I've heard call him the Canadian version of Willis Conover. Now, for those who are very familiar with the shortwave bands, you may know Willis Conover hosting the Jazz USA show on the Voice of America for many, many years. Len passed away at age 75, suffering a stroke at his favorite jazz club in Montreal. And all his friends and family have been saying, well, you know, this was the way that he probably wanted to die. And Len also had a number of compositions that were composed for him with his name by some jazz greats, such as Art Pepper and many others. We're going to take a listen to one right now that was the theme song to his show, Dobbin's Den, which used to air on Sundays from 11 to 1 p.m. in Montreal on CKUT. The composer is Oliver Jones, and it's Oliver Jones playing piano and conducting the orchestra with Dobbin's Den. Len, this is for you. Oliver Jones and his orchestra with Dobbin's Den, theme song to the radio show of the same name, which used to air Sundays from 11 to 1 p.m. on CKUT in Montreal. Host Len Dobbin passed away last week, July the 8th, of a stroke. And by the way, if you want to hear what Len Dobbin's show sounds like, CKUT still has the past 30 shows archived online. Their website is www.ckut.ca. That's www.ckut.ca. Click on Program Schedule, then click on Dobbin's Den, and then you can download all the programs there. All right, now time for another piece of music. Let's take a listen to the incredible Shirley Bassey with You, 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 Romeo here on The Happy Station.
I blush to think how many, many men have asked for a kiss from me. I blush to think how many, many men I have answered no, siree. I listened to my papa as a girl, I'm proper as a girl can be. I wish to thank the many, many men for the properness in me they see. But as for you, Romeo, you see a human dynamo who'll hug you till you holler, uncle, squeeze you till you black and blue, kiss you till you beg for mercy, haunt you till you say I do. Oh, you, you, Romeo, as for you, you, Romeo, oh, what love your baby. To think how many, many times my affection men would seek. Perhaps a good night kiss I'd allow to be placed upon my cheek. I listened to my papa as a girl, I'm proper as a girl can be. I wish to thank the many, many men for the properness in me they see. But as for you, you great big sap, you've run into a booby trap. Who'll hug you till you holler, uncle, squeeze you till you black and blue, kiss you till you beg for mercy, haunt you till you say I do. Oh, you, you Romeo, as for you, you Romeo, oh, I love your baby.
The incredible Shirley Bassey with You, 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 Romeo, our last piece of music on the 100 UTC edition of The Happy Station for listeners in the Caribbean, Latin America, and the southern part of the United States. But I'll be back at 1500 today with another program with more music and some other things as well. So tune into that right here on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. So once again, if you want to get in touch with me, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And our postal address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, Section 1, San Min Road, and San Min is S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, 220-70 R-O-C, R-O-C standing for Republic of China. So, on behalf of Kevin Lee, our technician, who's been doing a marvelous job as always, and Johan Becker, who's been very busy for the past few days getting out QSO cards and to respond to some requests that have come in from listeners. This is Keith Perron here in the studios of Taiwan Classical Musical Radio, all the way in downtown Taipei, until 15 hours today, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.